الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درش بالله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last few sessions of Dars-e Hadith, we talked about the two dissident factions which emerged during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, the Khawariji sect and the Sabai sect. Both of these groups are completely opposite to one another in their beliefs. Both of these groups are completely opposite to one another in their beliefs. The Khawariji group are people who have nothing but hatred, anger and animosity towards Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And the Sabai sect, they only show love to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, but unfortunately overstepping the mark of moderation and exaggerating the love for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, aliyazu billah, pushing him into the zone of divinity. Exactly what the Christians did, aliyazu billah. And therefore, both of these sects and groups, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, are deviant groups. And so we need to understand this. The Sabai and the Khawariji sect that emerged during the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Now, if you were to ask even a non-Muslim, someone who's not a Muslim, they will also have basic understanding of Islam. And they might say to you, we have a lot of people who come to the masjid to visit us. And often they say that, is this a Sunni masjid or a Shia masjid? Is this a Sunni masjid or a Shia masjid? And therefore, majority of the non-Muslims have this understanding that in Islam you have two denominations, two groups. The first brand is known as the Sunni Muslims, and the second brand is known as the Shia group of people. Now, what's the difference between the Sunni sect and the Shia sect? Extremely important for us to understand. Islam is not just about Hajj or your Salah or your Zakah or your fasting and the basics of Imaniyat. Islam is an entire package, from the fundamentals to all of the masail that are attached to the pillars of Islam. And so we need to understand what is right and what is wrong, because the first pillar of Islam is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And with the radar of the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you have to make a distinction that in which category do you fall. Are you a Sunni Muslim, as in following the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat Aqaid beliefs, or do you follow another group? Subhanallah. Now the word Sunni in the Arabic language comes from the word Sunnah, which means a path. And Sunni means to follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the complete name given is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at. That means you follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you follow the companions, the teachings of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, the Khulafa'i Rashidin. The word Shia actually means a group of people. Sunnism, all of the rules and the principal aqaid beliefs are embedded only with the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Shia means a group of people. A group of people. And in the Islamic terminology, Shia would mean, it's a very indefinite word in the Arabic language, and Shia would mean any individual who shows his affiliation, inclination to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And so we need to understand that the word Shia has a lot of meaning, and it includes a variety of people and groups in the word Shia. But one thing which is very important for us to understand is that Shiism, in its ideology, in its beliefs, is constantly changing, evolving all the time from the first generation of Shia to the latter. It is constantly changing, constantly. Not like the Sunni sect that has its core beliefs and it doesn't change. Masail can change, as in a fatwa might be given, that's different. But the core beliefs never change. But with Shiism, it is changing and evolving constantly. And so we need to understand who are the people that are known as Shia and who are the people who are known as Sunni Muslims. Bifazlillahi ta'ala, majority of the Muslims in the Islamic world are from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at, Sunni Muslims. Yes, you have a group of people, a minority should I say, who are also Shia. And so who are Shia? Very important for us to understand. The first generation of Shia, the sect that has been given the name as Shia, Shiatun, were very moderate individuals, in fact good people. And the first group was visible perhaps during the time of the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Now these were people, very simple people, moderate individuals. The only reason they were called Shia is that they would show love for the Ahle Bayt. They would show love for the Ahle Bayt. And they preferred Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala over Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. That's all. And you had another group of people who were the majority, and they were known as the Uthmani group. Uthmani, bas. And the Uthmani people were people who preferred Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala over Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And so a minor difference of opinion. And this was more of a theological difference of opinion. Nothing massive, nothing of core belief. And so you had a group of people who were saying that we believe that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is perhaps more superior now than Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, and they were very few. But then you had a lot of people who were saying no, the line of Khilafat is a decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Khilafat is given to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, that means that he is better. After Hazrat Umar, then he is better than all of the companions. So you had majority of the people who believed that, and you had a few individuals who were saying that no, it is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And so the first generation, the first group of people were known as Shia, but these were people who had deep love for all of the companions. Despite the fact that they were Shia, they still loved Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. They still had love for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. They still had love for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. You might find a lot of contemporary Shia who will want to deceive Sunni Muslims, and they might say to you, oh well, a lot of the narrators of the hadith of the Sunni books that we look at and our research shows, for example the Bukhari, Muslim Sharif, Ibn Majah, Tirmizi, some of the narrators from the chain of narrators might even be Shia. You might even find the Sunni Muslims who accept the Mufassireen who are Shia. And we have also accepted historians who were Shia. Why? Because the Shia, the contemporary Shia, and the Shia of the first generation during the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala and subhanallah were completely different. Completely different to the latter groups of Shia that emerged. And so we have to understand that. These were brothers, just a minor issue. Just a minor issue. Someone said that, no, we think that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and is superior, even though we accept the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. For example, Allama Damiri rahmatullah alayh, who has written a beautiful kitab, Hayatul Haywanul Kubra. And so he was a Shia, but not the Shia like what we see today. He was a Shia who had love for all of the companions. But so you had some individuals who were of the opinion that because of the virtue of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, as in comparison to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, they preferred Hazrat Ali over Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Now, to understand the first generation from the Shias today, a lot of difference. From moderate Muslims of the Shia sect to a complete perversion of their deen. They have corrupted everything. And so that is why the ulama have mentioned that it would be incorrect to describe everyone with one word that they are Shia. Because you have a lot of different groups that are there. For example, the Zaydi Shia who believe in Zayd bin Ali. The Zaydi Shia are moderate. They prefer Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an over the companions, but at the same time they don't swear. They have respect for all of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Shia we need to look at are the Shia who the ulama have labeled as the Rafizi Shia. Bole, kaun se Shia? The Rafizi Shia. Very important. So the Rafizi Shia are the extreme group of Shia. Very extreme. And we have to look at that. They are completely different from their beliefs are completely different from the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And of course the group that gave a lot of difficulty to Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Imam Ashari rahmatullah alayhi talks about them. For example, the word rafzun. Shia means a group of people. But rafada, through which they get this name, rawafiz or rafazi, rafzun means to reject or to abandon. To reject or to abandon. Very important to listen. Imam Ashari rahmatullah alayhi says that the name Rafzi is given to the Rafzi Shia because they were the first people to reject the Khilafat of Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar Farooq and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. The first people to reject the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi says that the name Rawafiz is given to them because they disavowed the companions completely, and they actually gave fatwa that all of the companions, al-iyazu billah, all of them are kuffar. And therefore, anytime if you are to see the Shia channels on the Sky package, you will see that whenever they take the name of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, it will be Abu Bakr said this or Umar said this. They will never refer to them, al-iyazu billah, as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. You will not find a Shia to name any of their children Abu Bakr or Umar or their daughters Aisha, Hafsa or Uthman or Muawiyah. None of it. None whatsoever. And that is why ulama have mentioned, you'll hardly find amongst the Shia guys who can be described as great Huffaz, students who know how to read the Quran. Very few. Subhanallah al-Azim. It is very important for us to understand that. Because they have complete hatred for Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. For Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. And I personally have encountered many of the Rawafizi Shia in Haram Sharif. When you go to Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara, why don't you speak with them? And only then you'll know exactly what is inside them. And the hatred they have. In fact, when they stand in front of the Rauza of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they don't even stand in front of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so that they don't have to face Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And so the punishment for them is to cry towards Jannatul Baqi by rote raho. Cry and cry, this is what they do. And so as Sunni Muslims, I'm not here just to find faults, aliyazu billah. This is not the job of an alim. But certainly, an alim has a duty and a responsibility that when you speak, Allah says, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, speak that which is upright and straight so people understand. People understand the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because we live in a time which is very close to the day of Qiyamah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the morning they will be Muslims, by the evening they will be kuffar. In the morning they will be Muslims, in the evening they will be kuffar. In the evening they will say La ilaha illallah, in the morning they will be kafir. And so we have to be very, very firm, my respected brothers and elders. Quantity means nothing. Quantity means nothing. It is quality that Allah looks at. It is your aqeedah. Allah looks at your heart and how much of this status of obedience you have inside you to follow all of the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Rawafiz are the first group of people who rejected the Khilafat of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, and the first people to say, to impugn the character of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in, that all of them, aliyazu billah, are kuffar. All of them. Wallahi al-Azim, I'm in the house of Allah. I have spoken to many. And when you speak with them, you befriend them, and they will tell you the truth, that yes, this is our aqeedah. We say that after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when all of the companions who did bay'ah to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, all of the companions became murtad and apostated from the right path. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ashari rahmatullah alayhi, has said this. Now, just to explain, who was the first Rafizi? Remember, you had two groups that emerged during the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali. The first was Sabai, and the second was Khawarij. Now, the group of people that surround us and who are known as Shia or Husseini or Khoja or whatever the different names, different groups of people, different shoots that you will find even amongst them. Let's talk about the main group, which is the Shia Rafizi group. The first person to promote the Rawafiz beliefs, Allama Imam Tabari rahmatullah alayhi says that he was a Jewish man. He was a Jewish man whose name was Abdullah ibn Sabah. Whose name was Abdullah ibn Sabah. And he was born to a black woman. And that is why he was known as Ibn Sauda. They also would call him Ibn Sauda. And this man actually was born in Sana'a, Yemen, a Jewish man. And then he came to Arabia. He embraced Islam during the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. A very intelligent individual, pretending to be a very pious Muslim. He traveled throughout the Islamic Khilafat. He traveled in all the different parts of Hijaz. He got no joy in Hijaz. He went to Syria. From Syria he got kicked out, he was expelled. Remember, you had Amir Muawiyah and everybody that was there who were governors of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. He went to Kufa, And then after that he found refuge to a far land in Egypt. And in Egypt he became the peer or the teacher of those who were new Muslims. And it is there he started promoting his false ideologies and aliyazu billah, these absurd beliefs. And he started saying to the people, so every time he saw someone who was a new Muslim, remember, these were people who were not influenced by the companions, they lived far away. And obviously, by the time the Khilafat of Hazrat Usman came and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and there was a lot of turmoil. So this man slowly started planting the seeds of discord in the hearts of people. And he started saying that these Muslims have no knowledge of the Arabic language. He was from Yemen and he would speak fluent Arabic. And so they took him to be a sheikh. And he said to them, let me tell you one thing. It is the core belief of all the Muslims that Isa alayhi salatu was salam has not passed away. That he has not passed away. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. That death has not come to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam. This is the aqeedah of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat. And that he will return back. And he said, if someone who is far more superior in status than Isa alayhi salatu was salam, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how strange, how odd that death came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and death hasn't come to Isa alayhi salatu was salam. And he started confusing the people. That is why, my respected brothers, and for the youngsters that are here, we have access to YouTube, to Facebook, to the different books that are there available. When you read a book, it is so important that you know who the author is. When you listen to the bayan, you must know exactly who that person is that you are listening to. Otherwise, it won't take long for you or for him to change your mindset. Many people will change their aqidah simply by listening. Oh, I like this man, how he talks, a great orator. But what about his background? Who is he? That is very, very difficult, my respected brothers. A lot of the youth today, you'll find, are drifting away from the true teachings of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat. And so we have to be very, very careful. We have to be attuned, we have to be connected to our ulama and our mashaykh, that they give us true guidance and we understand who are the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat. So this one man, imagine the damage that he did. One man. He started with Egypt, winning the hearts of the reverts, slowly, 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 saying to the people that I know of 1,000 prophets. All of them had a successor, had selected their khalifa or a successor. 1,000 prophets. And are you saying that there was no successor or a khalifa for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he said, let me tell you, the successor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his cousin, who is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And he said to the people, like how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of all the prophets, Hazrat Ali is the seal of all the heirs, of all the heirs. And he is the successor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once this aqeedah had settled in their hearts, and he said, now you people go and spread the message. Go to Kufa, make a base. Have a base, slowly speak to people. You'll come, if not 110, if not 10, 5 starts, but you start spreading. And he was an intelligent man. And slowly, slowly, you saw that amongst those who did not sit in the company of the Tabi'een or even the companions, slowly were influenced by this man whose name was Abdullah ibn Sabah. And then he started off by saying that is there a greater zalim and a wrongdoer than that person who has snatched khilafat from that person who is the true khalifa or janashin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, it is our fundamental duty, we will be rewarded, Allah will give us jannat if we do jihad with Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Aliyazu billah. And he said, let me give you mashwira. Let us first start by criticizing his governors. And so the difficulty came with the governors. Everybody started criticizing the governors, that the governors selected by Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an are wrong. And eventually these thugs entered the city of Madinatul Munawwara, and Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, what a man he was, who did not want to spill blood in the city of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made sabr until he was assassinated. He was murdered by the Sabai group of people. And the first man to promote this Rawafizi concept of Shiism actually is a Jewish man pretending to be a Muslim whose name is Abdullah ibn Sabah. Abdullah ibn Sabah. And so we need to understand the Rawafizi Shia today that you find are actually a shoot that is connected to the Sabai group of people that came during the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And when Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an was shaheed, it was difficult for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. On one side he had the Khawarij, but on the other side he had the Sabai people. And so the Sabai people gained a lot of strength and momentum during his Khilafat. And he denounced them openly. He said, who are these people talking about me like this, in this manner? It is said that Mus'ab ibn Lajama got hold of Abdullah ibn Sabah. And he got very angry. And he said, today I'm going to take you to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And he got hold of Abdullah ibn Sabah, pulling him by his collar, took him to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And people said that this is Abdullah ibn Sabah, and he has a following who are known as the Sabai people. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and looked at him angrily and said to him, what have I got to do with this man who is openly slandering the status and the honor of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar radiallahu ta'ala and what is this rough man? What has he got to do anything with me? And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and told him to go away. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and told him to go away. But at the same time, there are other narrations, like Malti has actually mentioned that the Sabai group of people, including Abdullah ibn Sabah, was brought in front of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Imagine what a serious matter this was for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Today, just slightly drifting away, you have people who call the Imams of Makkah and Medina Munawwara Kuffar. What do they call them? Kafir. That Huzayfi is Kafir, Sudaisi is Kafir. All of the Imams in Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara are Kafir. In fact, all of the Wahhabi are Kafir. All of the Wahhabi are Kafir. And they will not put a step in this masjid. They will walk 2 miles to go to a different mosque, but they will not come to this masjid. They will not come to this masjid. Open fatawa, open their fatawa. Openly saying. And imagine this difficulty, even now this ummah is facing. That you have these extreme elements in groups of people today. Subhanallah ilazim. How can you call your fellow Muslim brothers kuffar? Have you heard anybody from amongst our ulama saying that that particular group is a kafir? Have you ever? I've done imamat here in this masjid, bifazlillah, started in 1997, 1998. Have you heard any of the imams here speak like that? Subhanallah. But with all the convenience, they'll say that these are kuffar. And so we have to be strong. We are the people of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat. Who are we? We are the people of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat. What a serious matter this was for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Imagine Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when he saw the Sabai group of people, he said to them, I want to ask you, who am I? And they said to him that you are Rabbul Alameen. What did they say? You are Rabbul Alameen. You are actually the creator. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said to them, repent. You see, when you do a lot of exaggeration instead of taking knowledge from an individual, you actually start worshipping individuals. And so you have to be very careful when you start worshipping individuals. You worship only Allah. You worship only Allah, and they should, and a person should not go to that extreme level. Islam is about moderation. Islam is about moderation. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to him that I want you to repent, and they said we will not repent. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said that he said to some of the companions that burn all of them in a pit of fire. In a pit of fire, and all of the people were actually burnt. And I'm saying this, there's also one narration in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Ikrimah has narrated this, that some heretics were brought in front of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and they did not repent. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said that burn them alive, burn them, give them this punishment. And some of the scholars have said that this was Abdullah ibn Sabah was amongst them, and also the Sabai group of people. Now this is one narration. And another narration is that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said to Abdullah ibn Sabah and his group of people, he banished them and they moved to a place called Madain. He banished them and they moved to a place called Madain. But he was the first man to say that all of the Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een are kuffar, aliyazu billah. He was the first man to say that Hazrat Ali is the successor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the first man to say that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is masoom, and he is the first man to lay the foundation stone of the core belief of Shi'ism when they believe in the 12 Imams, of their belief of the 12 Imams. And Abdullah ibn Sabah was the first man to lay claim that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is the first Imam, and he said that they, all of the Imams were actually masoom. What are they? Masoom. Insha'Allah ta'ala, enough for today to digest. Enough for today to digest. I can see some people yawning and are quite tired, but Allahu Akbar. Believe me, my brothers, insha'Allah ta'ala, do sabr and listen attentively. And inshallah, everything will fit in the brackets properly and your aqeedah will be strong. So that even the Rawafizi Shia today that you see are no one new. These are not new individuals. In fact, they started right from the time of Hazrat Ali, and is a group that started from Abdullah ibn Sabah, who was a Jewish individual. And so Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are from amongst the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we die with this aqeedah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give everyone the guidance to obey the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.